Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
The Man Who Sold America, the amazing but true story of Albert D. Lasker and the creation of the advertising century. Written by Jeffrey L. Cruikshank and Arthur W. Schultz. Read by Walter Dixon. Introduction. The Collier's reporter who interviewed Albert Lasker in Washington in February 1923 was struck by his subject's rapid-fire delivery and elusive logic. Lasker's brain was a furious express train, which seemed to run along six or seven tracks simultaneously. The train raced ahead, with every chance that when it reaches the terminal station it will go straight through the back wall. For Lasker, a 43-year-old advertising executive from Chicago who had temporarily transformed himself into a Washington bureaucrat, this was nothing new. He had always lived his complicated life at a breakneck pace, but the second month of 1923 was proving unusually challenging, even for the hyperactive Lasker. He was engaged in a bitter and bruising battle on behalf of the President of the United States, trying to implement a coherent national maritime policy. 2 years of hard work were on the line. He was losing. Meanwhile, his advertising agency, Lord & Thomas, which Lasker had over the previous quarter century built into one of the largest and most influential agencies in the United States, was in financial peril. At the same time, Lasker was suffering from a nasty case of the flu, which was causing him much...